Walk down Bowden Street in Macon, Georgia, and you'll see many homes that are empty and boarded up. Others are occupied by renters and in various states of disrepair. But a $500,000 grant announced this week could transform this neighborhood by returning it to the land. GPB's Josephine Bennett explains.
And when they get big like that, my wife...
Philip Tutt is talking okra and collards with his neighbors. He's lived in the same home for close to 50 years. Most of that time, he's had a garden.
Not for my turnips and things like that. I don't want to plant them before Labor Day, but if I can get them in Labor Day, I'd be happy.
Over the years, rows of vegetables in his garden have thrived while the neighborhood around them has withered. There was a time when he would walk next door to share his peppers with neighbors and return with a basket of tomatoes.
People were living in all these houses when I moved in. It was a real nice neighborhood, but as the people start moving out, the owners start moving out and they start renting it, then it just went down.
Tutt hopes a $500,000 grant from Art Place will help the neighborhood return to what it used to be. Danny Glover with the nonprofit One South Community Development Corporation agrees. That's one of the reasons he applied for the grant. He grew up a few doors down and moved back here after college. He says the plan is to take 7 vacant parcels and convert them to farm space.
We'll have row crops all throughout the agrihood. We're also going to build an urban farm center, and inside that farm center will be a farm-to-table restaurant. We'll also have commercial kitchen space for cooking demonstrations, a maker's space and farmer's market type space, and also just meeting space for hosting events and receptions and stuff.
Georgia's most well-known agrihood is Serenby outside Atlanta, where a 3-bedroom home can go for $700,000. Glover says this is the state's first urban agrihood. It's within the city limits and modeled on Michigan's urban farming initiative.
They started the whole agrihood process in 2012. So I've had a chance to meet with the executive director of that group, and we're working on establishing a sister cities type partnership between Detroit in the north and Macon in the south.
Neighborhood revitalization isn't the only goal. Lacey Resch is with Community Health Works, a local nonprofit focused on improving people's health in Middle Georgia. She says the neighborhood is in a so-called food desert.
You have a lot of corner stores that sell processed food, no healthy produce, no fresh produce at all. Transportation is usually really limited, so it's really difficult for people to get to a grocery store.
That lack of access to healthy foods can lead to diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. She says gardens are also a great way to build community, as older residents pass on knowledge and a passion for planting things.
It can just be a huge boon for any type of neighborhood like this. You can get kids involved. Folks can grow enough stuff to put up at home, to eat at home, maybe to sell. So there's a lot of opportunities.
Danny Glover hopes those opportunities will make it an attractive place to live for millennials like him.
We're hoping that, you know, as we create newer hip neighborhoods like this, that more young people will see the investment and see something happening, you know, and don't feel like they have to escape the city to do so.
But there's the risk that if the neighborhood becomes more attractive, gentrification and rising property values could push out longtime residents. To avoid that, organizers plan to establish a nonprofit community land trust that would, among other things, limit how much houses on Bowden Street could sell for. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett in Macon.